This is Akashvani, a review of today's Parliament proceedings, read by Saira Mujtaba. First from the Lok Sabha, writer is Asim Kamal of PTI. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 related to the Women's Reservation Act could not be passed in the Lok Sabha today. During the division of votes on the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, 298 votes were cast in favour and 230 against. A two-thirds majority is required to pass any Constitution Amendment Bill in the House. The government had also placed the Delimitation Bill 2026 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026 along with this bill for discussion and passage in the House. But these bills too could not be moved forward. Earlier, winding up the two-day debate in the Lok Sabha on the Constitution Amendment Bill to tweak the Women's Quota Law and two bills related to delimitation of constituencies, Union Home Minister Amit Shah charged the opposition parties with being against women's reservation in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies, as well as increase of number of SCs and ST seats. He said the objectives of these bills are to ensure that 2029 Lok Sabha polls are held with women's reservation. Mr. Shah said all members of the INDIA alliance have clearly opposed women's reservation. He said the Women's Reservation Amendment Bill will fall flat if the opposition does not vote in its favour, but the women of the country are watching who is creating the obstacle. The Union Home Minister made the remarks after the conclusion of the two-day debate, in which about 130 MPs took part. Shah said that provisions have been made in the constitution for the delimitation and this will lead to rationalization of voters in every constituency. He said that the number of seats for scheduled caste and scheduled tribes increases with delimitation exercise and those who are opposing the delimitation exercise, they are actually opposing the increase in the number of seats for SCs and STs. Taking a dig at the opposition alliance, Shah said that all members of the opposition have clearly opposed women's reservation. He alleged that it was the Congress which restricted the delimitation exercise in the year 1971 and now it is also opposing it. The Union Home Minister said that the delimitation exercise will lead to rationalization of voters in every constituency, some of which now have voters in the range of nearly 40 lakhs. Shah said that the Congress, when it was in power, deprived people of delimitation and it is still doing the same. The Home Minister said the Constitution provides for periodic delimitation and that includes provisions for increasing the seats for SCs and STs in proportion to their growing population. The Home Minister said there are 127 seats where the constituency has more than 20 lakh voters and this goes against the spirit of the principle, one person, one vote and one value. He said in some constituencies, 45 lakh voters have just one representative in the Lok Sabha, while in other constituencies, the total voters are as low as 6 lakhs. Shah said that as a result of this, the value of each vote is not equal across constituencies. Shah also dismissed the suggestion that the Constitution Amendment Bill brought for providing women's reservation is aimed at delaying caste enumeration during census. The Home Minister promised to bring an official amendment mentioning 50% increase in Lok Sabha seats across all states if opposition parties support the Women's Reservation Bill. Earlier in the morning, the Lok Sabha resumed debate on the Constitution Amendment Bill to tweak the Women's Quota Law. While the government asserted that the bill will usher in a new era which will ensure equality and empowerment of women, the opposition claimed that it is an attempt to change the country's electoral map. Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh hit out at the opposition, saying the proposed amendment to the Women's Quota Law is not a decision taken in haste, but based on sound homework. Intervening in the discussion in the Lok Sabha, he said, the government took 3 years to bring an amendment after a thorough groundwork. JDU Singh said the first historic step towards ensuring equal participation of women in lawmaking was taken in the year 2023 when the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam was passed in September and the second step is being taken now. Singh said Prime Minister Modi has cautioned the opposition that if they do not support the bill, they will have to pay a price for a very long time. Union Minister and JDS leader H.D. Kumaraswamy described the DMK's arguments against bills as fear-mongering and said they do not represent the views of the southern states. Intervening in the discussion, Kumaraswamy said, the Congress is not prepared to handle the massive change and that the party has lost touch with the people and does not know how to cope with this transformation. Union Minister Annapurna Devi said the proposed amendment to the Women's Reservation Act reflects the aspirations of crores of women and will mark a historic step towards ensuring their greater participation in lawmaking. Participating in the debate, the Minister for Women and Child Development said the bills are a strong proof of women's rights and dignity in India. BJP MP Hema Malini said the Women's Quota Bill will usher in a new era which will ensure equality and empowerment of women. There is a need to change the thinking of the society along with the law to ensure that women get respect in families and society, she said. Leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi said the Constitution Amendment Bill has nothing to do with women's reservation but is an attempt by the government to change the country's electoral map by taking away representation from southern, northeastern and smaller states. Participating in the debate, the Congress leader said the government should bring back the 2023 Women's Reservation Act for implementation and the opposition will help the government pass it immediately. During the discussion, DMK leader A. Raja said, in the name of women's rights, the BJP-led centre is going to promote discrimination, the North-South divide and one nation, one language, one culture. He alleged that the government as well as the Prime Minister and the Home Minister are trying to undermine the Parliament. Union Minister and Apna Dal Sone Lal leader Anupriya Patel told the House that this is an opportunity to create history and urged all members to come together for it. Amid concerns raised by some southern states, the Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare emphasized that there would be a 50% proportionate increase in the number of seats in each state. Opposing the linking of women's reservation with delimitation, Shiromani Akali Dal leader Harsimrat Kaur Badal accused the government of bulldozing the bills. Azad Samaj Party Kanshi Ram leader Chandrasekhar called for reservation in seats for other backward classes or OBCs. Senior Congress leader Shashi Tharoor said delimitation will turn out to be political demonetization. Participating in the debate, Tharoor said linking women's reservation with delimitation is to hold the aspirations of Indian women hostage to one of the most contentious and complex administrative exercises in the country's history. And now a review of proceedings at the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Sanjeev Chopra of PTI. The Rajya Sabha today elected Harivansh as Deputy Chairman of the Upper House for the third consecutive term, with Vice President and Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the felicitations after the election. Members cutting across party lines congratulated Harivansh on his re-election. His election filled the vacancy that was created after his tenure as Rajya Sabha member ended on 9th of April. He returned to the Upper House as a nominated member. Harivansh is the first nominated member to be elected as Deputy Chairman. The House earlier adopted with a voice vote a motion moved by Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, to elect Harivansh as Deputy Chairman. BJP member S. Fangron Cognac seconded the motion. Four other motions were also moved in favour of Harivansh. These included ones moved by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and seconded by BJP MP Surendra Singh Nagar. Another by BJP President Nitin Naveen and seconded by BJP MP Brij Lal. Yet another motion by JDU Working President Sanjay Kumar Jha and seconded by Upendra Kushwaha. As also a motion by RLT Member and Union Minister Jayant Chaudhary and seconded by Shiva Sena MP Milind Murli Deola. Prime Minister Modi said the election of Harivansh as Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha for an unprecedented third consecutive term reflects the deep trust of the House in the journalist turned politician and the valuable experience he has brought to the institution. Being elected for the third consecutive term is a stamp of approval from the House on his experience, his inclusive approach and his dignified work style, Mr. Modi said. He also noted the special significance of 17th April as it coincides with the birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Chandrasekhar, whose close associate Harivansh has been and has authored books on his life. Beginning your third term on Chandrasekhar Ji's birth anniversary makes this occasion particularly meaningful, the Prime Minister said. Mr. Modi also lauded Harivansh's exemplary punctuality, disciplined life and seriousness towards duties as key factors behind his universally accepted personality. He said Mr. Harivansh maintained a full-time presence in the House even while not presiding over the proceedings. This reflects his deep commitment to his responsibilities and sets an example for all of us, Mr. Modi said. The Prime Minister also recalled the remarkable public engagement of Harivansh beyond his parliamentary duties, particularly with the youth, for whom he has been a source of inspiration. Mr. Modi also highlighted Harivansh's exemplary utilization of the MP Lads Fund or Members of Parliament Local Area Development Scheme Fund, which can be a model for other parliamentarians. Harivansh has demonstrated how MP Lads funds can be utilized in a focused direction for long-term impact, the Prime Minister said. Lauding his continued connection with his village roots despite urban relocation, Mr. Modi said that Harivansh ji remains deeply connected to his village and continuously contributes to the joys and sorrows of his community. Mr. Modi also shared his personal experience of working with Mr. Harivansh during the construction of the new parliament building and lauded his valuable contribution in naming various gates and in creating art galleries in the building. Mr. Modi hoped that in this second quarter of the 21st century, this house has a lot to contribute. Chairman Radhakrishnan also extended his heartiest congratulations to Harivansh on his election as the deputy chairman of the Rajya Sabha. His unopposed election today is not merely a procedural outcome, it is a resounding affirmation of the deep trust, confidence and respect that he enjoys across party lines and among all sections of this house, the chairman said. Harivansh's re-election to this high constitutional office for the third time is in itself a rare distinction, he said. Radhakrishnan said Harivansh's stewardship of the chair has over the years been characterized by sobriety, balance and a quiet authority that commands respect without ever demanding it. He said members are aware that Harivansh brings to this august office a rich and diverse experience of public life. His ever courteous demeanor and characteristic smile, even in moments of intense debate and occasional provocation, have lent a reassuring sense of stability to the proceedings of this house, he said. Presiding over a house as dynamic, diverse and robust as the Rajya Sabha is no easy task. Yet he has discharged this responsibility with remarkable composure, patience and impartiality, he noted. Thanking all the members for re-electing him to the post, Harivansh said he would make all efforts to discharge his responsibilities to uphold the dignity of the House, protect members' rights and ensure smooth conduct of the proceedings. Speaking after the members' felicitation, Harivansh said that while there is scope for healthy ideological debate in Parliament, there is no place for any bitterness in democracy. After the felicitation, Chairman Radhakrishnan invited Harivansh to chair the proceedings of the House. Mr. Harivansh soon adjourned the House, saying this was his first task after assuming the charge for the first time too. Earlier, while felicitating Mr. Harivansh, members cutting across party lines congratulated him on his re-election while lauding his role in conducting the House proceedings. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, and Leader of the Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, also congratulated him for his re-election, with Mr. Kharge urging him to ensure greater space for opposition voices in the Rajya Sabha. Nadda said Harivansh has been committed to democratic values in his public life and has dedicated his life to integrity. Leader of the Opposition, Kharge, described the election as historic, noting that Harivansh is the first nominated member to hold the post. MPs from Trinamool Congress and Samajwadi Party staged a walkout when the motion to elect Harivansh was being adopted. Former Prime Minister A.G. Devegowda said he has seen Harivansh conduct the business of the House over the past 4 years. Mr. Devegowda said that he is supremely happy to see Harivansh maintain discipline and effectively manage proceedings from the chair. DMK leader Tiruchi Shiva expressed the hope that Harivansh would equal or surpass the record of former Deputy Chairperson Najma Hepatullah. Several other leaders, including Sanjay Jha, Manoj Jha, John Brutus and others, congratulated Mr. Harivansh. That's all in Parliament Review.